This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
Thousands of people who were evacuated from Afghanistan as U.S. troops withdrew last month are now living in western Wisconsin at Fort McCoy. Federal officials have said the number of refugees arriving across the country hasn't been seen since the end of the Vietnam War. Hope Kerwin has more on what comes next for the Afghans and how local and national nonprofit groups are helping them settle here in the U.S.
In a garage behind the Catholic Diocese of La Crosse, volunteers sort through donations for the Afghans at Fort McCoy. Much of the work involves opening a mountain of Amazon and Target packages. The group set up online registries of needed items.
Over there we've got diapers and diaper wipes and feminine hygiene products. We also are taking in crayons and coloring books and games.
Karen Becker is coordinating the effort. She says the generosity from the community has been overwhelming at times, with more donations coming in than they can sort. But the need of the people arriving at Fort McCoy has been just as staggering.
The first few flights, I think, came with maybe a suitcase for the family. A lot of them now, by the time they get here, have nothing.
There are around 12,500 evacuees from Afghanistan currently staying at the base. Last week, Wisconsin Congresswoman Gwen Moore raised concerns about reports of inadequate care and staff at the base treating refugees in a rude, condescending manner. A spokesperson for the task force at Fort McCoy said they're working to address all concerns and are, quote, dedicated to treating our Afghan guests with dignity and respect. Officials have also said improvements have been made in the last week and things are running more smoothly now. While government officials are focused on large operational issues, Janelle Eli from the American Red Cross says volunteers with her organization focus on meeting simpler needs for arriving refugees.
These are people just like you and me, and often people just ask for a hot cup of coffee or a hot cup of tea. That's the number one thing people want right away.
Eli says the Red Cross works to get people medical items that they left behind in the rush to evacuate. Things like eyeglasses, prescription medications, canes, or wheelchairs. But their definition of basic aid has also changed to include access to Wi-Fi.
People want to be connected to their family and friends. They also want to feel empowered to help themselves. The U.S. government is able to help them find things like housing or a new job. But when people have access to Wi-Fi, they can also do their own research.
Eli says volunteers sometimes just listen. The evacuees have gone through a traumatic experience and need to process what happened and work through fears about what comes next. The first refugees arrived at Fort McCoy almost a month ago. Federal officials at the base have said they hope to finish people's paperwork and medical screening in 14 to 21 days. But WPR did not receive a response from officials about how quickly the process is moving. Becker and her volunteers from Catholic Charities are trying to provide a comfortable space for the refugees while they wait. Their group has set up women and children's centers with a place for kids to color or play games and a respite area for women to gather.
We've had some large tea kettles donated, and in the afternoons we'll also be offering these women a place to gather and have tea and, again, build their sense of community and their wellness.
When the refugees do leave Fort McCoy, they'll be assigned to one of nine nonprofit resettlement agencies working across the U.S. Laura Thaco works for one of them, the U.S. Committee for Refugees and Immigrants, which has an office in Iowa. Her organization helps refugees get settled once they're placed in a community.
Everything from helping them get their social security cards, having the children enroll in school, helping them to find English language class and look for work.
But Thaco says many Afghans are arriving under humanitarian parole. She says that is a status that's rarely used and does not guarantee they'll be eligible for public benefits.
They would be receiving kind of a parallel set of scaled back services. There's work that's being done at the federal level to address that, and hopefully soon. But right now, that's where things stand.
Thaco says the U.S. government tries to place refugees near family and friends, but with so many people needing to be resettled, she says people will likely be sent wherever they're able to find sponsors and housing. Hope Kerwin, Wisconsin Public Radio.